Hello everybody and Audio Boo, this is Rick Wilkinson and welcome to the Forbidden City, downtown Beijing, China. We are standing here waiting for our guide to pick up our tickets to actually enter the inner sanctum. But this was the palace of the emperors back as far back as 600 years, I think she said. And it was a place exclusive to the emperor and his entourage. The public was forbidden to come inside. He would be pretty upset today, I think, by the looks of all the people here. To get here, we walked across Tiananmen Square towards the north. I think the palace is on the north side of the square. Walked under a tunnel, under a road, and then up into several courtyards, all of them, you know, not restricted, at least today. They probably were, you know, in the time of the emperors. But she said it was kind of a long queue, so I'm not sure how long it will take. Oh, she's here. Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
Yep. I'm going to stick this in my pocket. So afraid of hitting the button or something. Okay. Oh, there you are. I get the.
You ready, professor?
Yeah, I get the headphones in, so it kind of disoriented a little bit as I monitor what's going on here. I'm using some binaural mics and the Vostok app to record this, so. This is all kind of new technology for me. I've got a Tascam adapter to plug into the iPhone. Anyway, we're still not even at the gate. I recorded a tour we had through a garden in Shanghai, and the recording wound up about 28 minutes long. Actually, it was 58 minutes, and I paired it down. I tried to send it as an attachment in Roommail, and it just wouldn't go. And I tried to load it up to Dropbox, and this, the internet here has been very problematic for me, so thousands and thousands of people.
Wow, there's a lot of people here.
If I'm not mistaken, Tiananmen Square is called People's Square.
Yeah.
Oh, just a crack.
Huh?
I just tripped on a crack a little bit. They don't have, don't tell me they got McDonald's in here, do they?
Bottles?
Yeah.
No bottles.
No, McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No.
Not in here. Oh, okay.
Here, I'm gonna slip down here.
Yeah. This is weird because Larry, my traveling companion here, is on my left side. And yet when he talks, I hear him come into my right ear, so I must have the mics reversed. So everything you hear is just the opposite. I don't think that makes much difference. This is the gate now to get in. Larry?
Nope.
No? Sounds like it would be.
You don't have a backpack, right now?
Nope. Like, just follow you through or what? Yeah, okay. Whoops. Sorry. Ah, here's Linda, our guide. So now we're inside the Forbidden City. Okay.
And here has three gate buildings. Okay. Gateway. And uh-huh. The middle one is very tall. It's very high.
Okay.
And this is the second gate. So this one for an official. This one.
For officials. Okay. Yep.
And it has this one. This is a wooden nail. You touch it.
Okay. Oh, here. Yeah.
This is a wooden nail.
Oh,
yeah, 9x9.
Uh-huh.
9x9, total
81.
Okay.
Huge doors.
Yeah, huge.
Probably 18 feet.
Wow.
And the red gateway.
Are they water gateway?
And the yellow nails. Uh-huh. Yellow nails.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So 9x9.
They're colorful. Yellow means powerful.
Yeah, right. Only for the royal family.
Uh-huh. Okay, we just passed through something.
We don't feel. Here is a forbidden city.
Ah, no.
We
are in the actual.
So the three gateways. So three gateways. But here now can see the five gateways.
Yeah, five.
So, wow, yeah. But outside we only can see three gateways.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Huh. And also here we have the four marble bridges.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They made by white marble. And the middle one is in dragon column, carved with a dragon column.
Okay.
As for the emperor himself, it's mean powerful.
Oh.
And the both sides for the high rank officials.
Yeah.
And another smaller one for the low rank officials. Yeah. And also the four bridges, it means four means. It's according to the Confucius. Kongzi. Yeah. So the different means. So benevolence, righteousness, cooperativity, intelligence, and fidelity.
Hmm.
Different means.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Right.
And
sure.
Also in front of we are the two brown lions.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Bronze.
Yes, right.
Oh, okay.
It's the biggest one.
Hmm.
Yeah, in Chinese, we also can see the lion outside of the gate. It's more powerful.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is the biggest lion in China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and wow. Also in China, it's a lion is a male and a female, and
okay.
Always a couple.
Oh.
Yeah, so uh-huh. Just a little difference.
Yeah.
A little, we can close it.
One has the paw on,
yes,
on something,
right.
And the other one has it on a rabbit or on an animal.
Oh,
female.
Another with the smell line is a female, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We work at the middle breed. It's mean powerful.
Yeah.
And in the old day, only the emperor can work the middle one.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about if it was the Dowager Empress? Was she allowed to go through it?
No.
No?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The widow of the emperor is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This building is 600 years old.
That's what you were saying, yeah. 600 years old. That would put it around the early 15th century, I guess.
1406.
Yeah, 1406, okay. And that was still during the Ming Dynasty? Yeah.
Forbidden City only two colors and three materials.
Really?
Yeah. Two colors is a red color and a yellow color.
Red and yellow, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the three materials that the wood and the white marble and the yellow tiles.
Okay.
Yeah. And the three materials.
Mm. Can we stop for a second?